Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and today we're talking about Google Ads. I talk about it every week, and I'm glad to be doing it this week because I have some great questions from listeners, and I have an interesting topic. If you've never heard SCAG, the word SCAG, or the newer term STAG, in relation to Google Ads, you're in for an interesting treat because you're going to learn why we do what we do in Google Ads, why we don't do other things, and you'll be able to discern the proper way to do things and understand why this and that are good and bad in Google Ads. So get ready to buckle up. We're going to have a lot of great information. Before I jump in, I want to tell you about this cool new thing from Opteo. So I got a message from Opteo, and they were telling me an opportunity for listeners of the show to start requesting and get access to a new beta program. So if you've never heard of Opteo, it's an online Google Ads management system that you can try for free by going to opteo.com/PSP. You can try it for free by letting them know that you heard about it on the podcast. Now, in addition to getting access to Opteo, which is an amazing software, there's been sponsors of the show for a long time, they're also doing new beta systems that can take your Google Ads management much further. There's this new thing that they're rolling out called the Ingram tool. So that's N-G-R-A-M, Ingram tool. So this is a new power tool that you can basically use to share and find out which words from the search terms are a problem. So there's a bunch of search terms, might be tens of thousands or hundreds or just thousands in your Google Ads account. And some of them share the same word. And this system looks at these individual words and helps to itemize which one is bringing you the biggest problem, which one's bringing you an issue that is consistently, every time this word is in there, it's a waste of money for you. It doesn't lead to a success for your account. So amazing stuff. And they also have systems that go even further that can share, hey, accounts that are like yours, they also have problems with this too. So it goes beyond just your data and combines it with other data from other accounts. So we're talking management that goes beyond just constrained in your account, but information in other people's accounts that have industries, topics, keywords, things that you're doing that are much alike yours. So an amazing new opportunity. If you're interested in trying out Opteo and trying the many new tools that they're rolling out, like the Ingram tool, you can do so. You can try it out for free at opteo.com/PSP. So if you've never had a reason to sign up, I'll tell you this new beta program they're doing is a great reason. And it just proves that these guys are constantly innovating, constantly changing. It's not a static tool. It's changing all the time. You're going to like it. I promise you, many, many, many listeners have signed up and tell me all the time, Chris, I'm using Opteo, of course. That's usually what they say. They say, I'm using Opteo, of course. So you're going to like it. So appreciate you checking them out. Let's now move to the metric of the week. Metric of the week is the first thing that I do in the show. It's a little more lighter section of the show where I try and focus on something that is educational, something that you should know about that is a metric focused. So for today, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to bring back something that I used to talk about before. I've actually mentioned this before, and it's called low search volume. So low search volume is an indicator that you will get on a keyword. So you'll have a keyword in your account, and it may say low search volume, low impression. It's going to be red, and it's going to be attached to one or multiple keywords. So what does it mean? Essentially means that Google's expecting zero traffic on this. Okay, so this keyword is not expected to get any traffic. It's going to get a bunch of zeros. It's going to get no impressions and therefore no clicks. Most of the time, 95% of the time, Google is correct. Sometimes these keywords are seasonal. sometimes these keywords can show low search volume and end up being, you know, quite active. And it will still show low search volume, even though it's getting traffic and activity on it. So it could be something that is sometimes misleading, but most of the time it's not. So why am I bringing this up? The reason I'm bringing it up is because Google recently sent out a bunch of notifications titled, Google Ads Will Automatically Pause Low Activity Keywords. So that was the title of this new message that Google sent out to all the different advertisers. I'm sure there was millions of emails that went out, as they always do whenever Google decides to throw something new at us. So I am bringing this up because low search volume keywords sometimes are gonna get impressions. They're gonna get clicks. Okay, I use that as an example because sometimes things can go from what Google predicts to be nothing to actually getting something. Okay, but most of the time Google's right. Here's the thing: there could be keywords in your account that are not labeled low search volume, but actually have zero impressions. And according to this new announcement Google's made, those keywords that are not low search volume and they have zero clicks and zero impressions for the past 90 days, they will be automatically paused. They will be paused. They will be turned off. This is not something you can stop Google from doing. I have a major problem with this because it bothers me whenever Google reaches into my account and makes changes without without an ability to opt out, right? There are things that Google can do automatically in my account, but I can opt out of those. The auto apply recommendations, I can turn those off. I can turn things off. I can opt out. There are ways to opt out. There's no opt out. As far as I know, as of the point of this recording, there's no opt out for this. It will start taking place, I believe, in June or July of 2024. That's when it's going to start happening. And here's my concern. So I've already laid out the fact that sometimes Google can predict things and sometimes it's wrong. There will be impressions, but most of the time they're not wrong and usually it's right. Here's another instance when this would be a problem. Let's say that you have a small budget on a specific campaign. Let's say you have a $5 budget, $5 a day. So all you're spending. And you have about 60 keywords in an ad group. And maybe you have 20 ad groups, right? Maybe this was a campaign that you ran a long time ago and you're just kind of letting it run at a very low daily budget, okay? And let's say you've thrown in some broad match keywords in there. You have some exact match, you have some broad match, and you have some phrase match. Now, you've listened to this show long enough, you know what's going to happen is those broad match keywords are going to serve all of the impressions. Let's say that it is set to, you know, manual bids or max conversions. It really doesn't matter. It is very likely that among these hundreds of keywords that potentially would be in there, there would be many keywords that are not low search volume, that are phrase match, exact match keywords, that would have zero impressions, zero clicks. Under this new update, Google would be pausing everything in the account that had zero impressions and zero clicks. Well, it's more specifically zero impressions. I should stop saying zero clicks, but zero impressions. So in this instance, you're purposefully running it low, and maybe you don't check it very often. You're not spending very much money on this. You're running it at a very low spend for this account, and hundreds of keywords would be paused over the period of months because they are not getting impressions. This is a problem to me because many times people that run multiple campaigns and, you know, and aren't Google Ads managers and have other jobs, as many of you out there are. You're doing your own Google Ads management for your own company or something like that. And you don't look at your Google Ads every day, which is how it should be. You shouldn't have to babysit it. you would very easily forget what might be in certain campaigns. And now suddenly, when you check back in and you have the filter to only show you enabled keywords, you would only see 15, 20. And you might completely forget that this campaign had hundreds of keywords in it. And now they've kind of disappeared, and you might not realize that they were even in there or that you had them. I mean, there's a lot of instances. This is just one of many examples when it could end up creating some confusion and some problem depending on how you're using Google Ads. There's many instances where I have campaigns that have a lot of keywords, and some of them have not had traffic, not because they don't have potential to have traffic, but because the budget's too low. And I have some other keywords that are soaking up all the traffic. And somehow it's appropriate for Google to pause those keywords that are getting no traffic. I don't see that this is going to kill anybody's account. But I do have problems when corners are shaved off, right? Whenever things are rounded off a little bit more. Just one more way that we as managers lose control of our own money, of our own campaigns, our own keywords. I don't like it. I was not happy to see the announcement, and I hope that Google reconsiders and at least gives us an opt-out option. You know, I don't know why they need to do this. Perhaps there's an algorithm that's overly taxed because there are billions of unused keywords and it's triggering on these. I don't know. You know, build another supercomputer to handle all the bandwidth needed for that calculation. I don't care. Don't pause my keywords. Okay, so that's that. That's the metric of the week. Now we're going to move into question of the day. And these are all sent in by listeners of the show. If you would like to send in your question, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com and submit a message through the email there. Richard sent in his question and says, "Hey Chris, love your podcast. I'm running a campaign with maximized conversions with a 48% impression share. But the CPCs are pretty high. If we want to increase the impression share, would it be a good test to create a duplicate campaign and use target impression share bidding? Would that be a better way to scale? Would they compete?" Okay, Richard. Thank you for sending your question. Good question. I do not recommend that you do this. And when I say do this, what I mean is create a duplicate campaign. So I want to lay out a very broad rule that I think pretty much always is true. I'm stretching to even think when this would not be true. So I'm going to just say it's 99% true. There is never an instance when you should duplicate a campaign and change one thing about it, particularly the bidding strategy, and run that campaign side by side with the original campaign. There is no reason for you to do that. There's no reason for you to duplicate a campaign, copy a campaign, paste it in, and then change all of the keywords to phrase and run that, or change all of the keywords to broad or exact. There's no reason for you to do that. There are purposes to using different bidding strategies, and running them side by side will create cannibalization. It will cause them to compete in a way with each other. Now, technically, you're not really competing because Google's only going to choose one winner, but they are competing for that ad rank, the potential to rank on that search page for that impression. So, what is the answer here? Well, Richard, it sounds like this is a problem of lack of goals or lack of purpose behind a campaign. So based on your question, you told me that you have a maximized conversion campaign with a 48% impression share, but the CPCs are really high. Yet you're running a maximized conversion campaign. So what is it? What is the goal of this? Is it to try and get conversions? Or is it to try to get control of the market? If it's to get conversions, then your cost per click should not matter. You should be focused on your acquisition costs, your cost per conversion, your cost per acquisition, your CPA. That should be what you're focused on. Who cares what the cost per click is? It's the cost per sale, the cost per lead that you should be focused on. Now, if you're getting no conversions at all, and you're concerned about the fact that the CPCs are really high, then you should change your thought pattern about how this is set up and what the purpose is for this. Because the point is that you should go back and listen to my discussion about the phases of Google Ads. Phases of Google Ads, that discusses the four phases. And if you are trying to utilize max conversions and trying to stretch your CPCs as far as they can go, you want a more equitable CPC, you want it to be pretty evenly spread across everything, and no particular CPC really high than compared to anything else, then you're really in phase one. You should be running the traffic at an even kill all the way across. If you're in phase three, phase four, that's whenever you're optimizing for acquisition price. It doesn't sound like where you are. So the correct answer here is you should not run two campaigns. You should run one campaign with the proper bidding strategy for that goal. If the goal is to try and get impression share at a manageable CPC, then you should set the impression share for 70%, 75%, 80%, something like that. Give it a max CPC for that target impression share to run up against, $5, $10, whatever that max CPC is, and let it run. And your job is then to manage the traffic. Look at the search terms. Manage the keywords, what match types should be you be using to manage the risk of what's happening in the account. So hopefully that's helpful to you. And you understand that you should never take a campaign with two separate goals and then separate them and run those two goals at the same time. No, assign a goal per campaign. That goal should be the decision maker on every aspect of why you build that campaign, from the bidding strategy to the keyword match types to the negative keywords to the geographic targeting to the time of day. Everything that you're doing in there should be determined based on the goal of that campaign. You'll find yourself making better decisions about cost per click, your bidding strategies, the keywords that you're using, what kind of search terms you're allowing to come in on these. Everything else will fall in place. But first, before you do it, put your goals in place for that campaign. What do I want this campaign to do? And go back and listen to Phases of Success. It's my number two principle of Google Ads. And I saw somebody, by the way, I saw someone mention on YouTube that they're having trouble finding specific episodes. If you don't see anything on YouTube around the 380s in that episode range, that was whenever that was about 1 year ago when I was transitioning the podcast from a two-person podcast to a just one-person podcast. So I wasn't doing YouTube for that transition time. So it may only be on the actual audio podcast. So you might have to fall back to that for some of those episodes. Okay, so that is that question. And I actually have another question from someone that led me to choose this as the main topic of the show. And I'm going to tell you about that topic. As you'll know, based on the title of this episode, it's not going to be a surprise to you, but we're going to talk about skags and stags in Google Ads. And this question comes from Tom in Liverpool. But before I tell you about Tom's question, I want to remind you, optio.com/PSP is the URL. You can get access to special limited access betas. You've heard about it right here. There is special tools that the general public do not have access to, and I have it on good authority. The main guy at Optio has told me that listeners of this podcast can get access to those betas if you'll go to optio.com/PSP, get 2 months for free. All right, so on to Tom's question. He says, "Hey, Chris, been listening to your podcast for around a year now, often while working in accounts and on walks for the morning. I work in an agency, and the boss favors skag ad group layout. However, I'm aware that this is quite an outdated method due to the implementation of new match types and automated bidding. Could you please explain why stag may be a better approach going forward and the differences in the optimizations and results between the two?" Great question. Thank you so much, Tom, for submitting it. And it actually is my topic of the week. So first, I think I need to define these two for those that don't understand what skag and stag is. Skag is something from many years ago. If you've been in Google Ads for a long amount of time, this is something that was really at the height of critical Google Ads optimization, back whenever they would say, "I want a Google Ads ninja. I want an expert pro consultant. You know, this is the cool thing. This is what you would use." And it would require spreadsheets, and there were special programs you could get, back at Web 2.0, there would be some programs you could use. People would build these cool applications to be able to use the internet to build these skag systems. It's a really, really cool time, and that time is dead, and I'm going to tell you why skag died and who killed it. So skag, single keyword ad groups, so that's SKAG, single keyword ad groups, is where you take a single keyword or maybe three or two and put it in one ad group. Okay, when I say three or two, what I mean is you take the word window repair near me and you put it in broad, phrase, and exact, or maybe just the exact, or maybe just phrase, just in that one ad group. And you would actually name it, you'd name the ad group window repair near me. You'd name that ad group that. And then you might have another ad group that is window replacement near me. And you would name, you would put the keywords in there that were only window replacement near me. Absolutely as little variation as possible. You don't really put other words in there. When you add more keywords, you put it in a new ad group. So every little keyword was cozy in its own little ad group. It would have its own ad copy. It would have its own landing page. And the whole point of this is the optimization process was to maximize the amount of quality score that you can get out of Google Ads so that you're forcing Google to, I want, when someone searches this, I want them to see this ad copy, which is precisely written for that keyword. And if I have a specific landing page for that keyword, then I point them to that. Sometimes you don't have different landing pages and you just point them to all the same page. But the main thing is I'm segmenting everything into its own compartmentalized ad group. So, pretty cool. Requires a lot of work if you're not going to use special programs to build it all out. So it's going to take some time, and you kind of have to understand how the system works. And when it did work, it was great for some accounts. I never really bought into it. I never was really a skag fan, even whenever it was at the height of popularity and it worked. The reason I talk about it in the past tense is because it died 2018, 2019, 2020. it died and Google killed it. Google killed it whenever it changed the definition of broad, phrase, and exact. And about 6-8 months ago, I did an episode on this where I talked about, you know, Google changing keyword match type definitions. And I explained very thoroughly about what a keyword definition is, you know, what a broad is, what a phrase is, what an exact is. And because this definition has been changed and we as managers have lost control of these individualized keywords, that means that one keyword in an ad group for window repair near me will not get just window repair near me. So if that's true, your SCAG system does not work to min-max the effectiveness of the quality score. The quality score is supposed to match the holy trinity between search term, keyword, and ad copy. Okay, it's supposed to have all of that together, and then potentially even having a special landing page even for that as well. So you could possibly have all four sections just perfectly linear with the same thing. Person searches this, they get this, they get this, they get this, and they all match. Beautiful. Because the search term will not match 80% of the time to the original keyword, it does not work anymore. So window repair near me might get window replacement near me, or window stores near me, or buy new window, or windshield replacement near me, right? Not window, but windshield replacement near me. These terms can be extremely liberal in the way that they match the keyword to the search term. So therefore, this dream of controlling a keyword and having it in its own little cozy spot is ridiculous. A SCAG system is now porous. It now has leaks and holes everywhere. Traffic flows in to these little ad groups from many different places, and there's no controlling it. And you say, well, no, Chris, we use ad group negative keywords. Well, I got news for you. There is a ton of work involved in doing this, and the end result, the final optimization of achieving forced SCAG management through ad group negatives, will be a detriment to your CPC. Your cost per click will be higher. Your ability to reach and get traffic beyond just the keywords that you've thought of will be stagnated. You will essentially, what I call, pigeonhole yourself. You'll put yourself into a little box and you'll wonder why your CPCs are so high. You'll wonder why your conversion rates are dropping, or perhaps your cost per conversion is skyrocketing. This is the result of SCAG management in 2024, in 2023, in 2022. I mean, this is not new. This is not something that's been, you know, around recently, that's changed recently. This has been many years in the making. So SCAG is not something that you can rely on anymore. So you know my thoughts there. So what does that leave us with? Well, the replacement for this is STAG, single theme ad groups, right? STAG. So STAG, STAG management, is the appropriate methodology that I follow. And it's what I lay out in my discussion for the 10 principles of Google Ads. I talk about it very clearly about how to structure campaigns, how to structure ad groups, the boundaries of ad groups, how to establish boundaries in order to build proper themes and to get the right kind of traffic based on the value and the risk of these keywords. So with a theme management, you don't just put window repair near me. You grab 5-10 keywords that fit that theme idea, knowing that Google will go outside the bounds of those keywords. Window repair near me will very likely get hundreds of search terms outside of that actual keyword, okay? You can expect it. It's going to happen. So your job is to manage the risk of, you know, what that's going to look like. You know, what kind of terms are going to be coming in. So this ad group should be funneling in this theme of keywords. You manage the bid and the traffic quality and the ad copy and the landing page that match that theme. Okay, so theme A, flowing through, focused on window repair. Here's another theme. Theme B, right? Window replacement near me. Okay, that very, very different kind of search. It represents a different value or a different type of service. So it's a different ad group. So you build a theme for that. So in the end, when you do this, you're allowing for the variation that Google has forced upon us. As managers, we have to work with what Google forces us to work with. You don't have a choice. You can't fight the system. So you can't just say, I'm still going to use SCAG and I'm going to use ad group negatives. You will suffer the consequences. So let's say that we have manager A over here who is still using SCAG and insists on it, and manager B who is using STAG systems and is insisting on doing that, which I think is a good thing, right? SCAG bad, STAG good. SCAG, STAG. It's hopefully you can hear my enunciation when I say those words, but single keyword ad groups bad, single theme ad groups good. So what do the lives look like between these two managers, right? What kind of optimization processes is manager A doing from B? Well, manager B, the STAG, the theme focused ad groups, he is focusing on changing his bids at the ad group level, right? He looks at his ad group. Maybe he has target CPA. Maybe he has target ROAS. Maybe he has manual bids. Maybe he has max clicks. All of these scenarios, this person has the ability to change the bids of an ad group. Now, he can just go in and change, let's say, 4, 5, maybe 10 ad groups. So he might change 3 ad group bids. He might bring a couple up and a couple down. Okay, pretty quick. He looks at the metrics he wants to look at. He looks at the search terms. He looks at the conversion rate, number of conversions for the past couple of weeks, makes some adjustments here and there, done. Now, Google Ads Manager SCAG over here, single keyword ad groups, what's he doing? Well, he's having to do the same thing, but he's having to adjust these on a micro level. He's having to change each individual keywords ad group bid. So if there is a specific ad group that needs adjustment, that means one keyword needs adjustment. One single ad group represents one keyword. So there would be potentially hundreds, thousands of ad groups in here. So the amount of work for the single single keyword guy is massively much heavier to lift than the theme guy. The theme manager can make these changes very quickly and streamlined based on value of that theme. The single keyword guy must look at individual searches from individual search terms linked to those keywords, all within hundreds, if not thousands, of ad groups, having to make these decisions. And it is honestly overwhelming. It is insane. The lift, the time requirement for something like this is crazy. Now, let's talk about the other side of Google Ads. So bids is one side of Google Ads. The other side is targeting, keywords, right? So let's talk about how the theme guy, single theme ad group guy, is doing things. Well, he's looking at his search terms, and he looks at them one by one at the ad group level, right? So he pulls up ad group one, looks at the search terms for the past week, sees a couple he doesn't like, he blocks those at the entire campaign level. And maybe there's one that he doesn't want this certain traffic coming through in this one ad group. So he might block one keyword, or he might add one negative keyword at the ad group level. Okay. Pretty quick, pretty light. Not a whole lot of thinking or analyzing, or no spreadsheets required here, right? Let's flop over to Mr. Skag, Mr. Single Keyword Ad Group. What's he having to do? Well, he can't just look at a whole campaign because he can't add negative keywords at the campaign level. That would screw things up for sure. He has to make sure that when he blocks something, it is blocked at the proper ad group level. So he needs to look at everything from an ad group level, because he needs to use negative ad group level keywords. So now he has to go through hundreds of ad groups, add negative keywords to these, and then he needs to make sure that for the window repair, he doesn't add anything that blocks the word repair. He has to go in and block all the replacement words. If he sees the word replacement, window replacement near me, coming through a repair ad group, well, that's not what's supposed to happen. It's the repair stuff's supposed to go to the repair keyword, and the replacement's supposed to go to the replacement keyword. So he has to, okay, I need to block this one here, but not here. So I need to put this one here and this one here. I need to go back to my spreadsheet, and I need to update this, and then I need to re-upload this through Google Ads Editor, make sure all this is correct, go through, do a quick filter. Yeah, okay, that's right. Oh, wow, it's lunchtime. The amount of work involved for SCAG management, for the return that you get, I think, if I have not made it clear, Tom, is an absolute waste of time. You are fighting a system that you should not be fighting. A good Google Ads manager will make the best of the system that we have now. You know how I feel about Google making changes and forcing change on our accounts that we didn't ask for, right? I made that very clear with my first discussion of the metric of the week topic. So you know I'm not just giving in to give in, but sometimes you have to change. Sometimes change is necessary because change is, it's forced upon us. And this is one of those days. Skags are not a good way to manage. And you must change with the times. So I hope that is helpful to Tom in Liverpool. I hope that is helpful to many people all around the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you are not subscribed, be sure and subscribe. If you would like to reach me, you can reach out to me at chrisschafer.com. Link is in the description of wherever you are listening or watching. If not, have a great day. I'll catch you next week.